January 14th, 2021, Thursday of the first week of Ordinary Time.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The Holy Spirit says, "Oh, that today you would hear His voice. Harden not your hearts, as at the rebellion in the day of testing in the desert, where your ancestors tested and tried me, and saw my works for 40 years. Because of this, I was provoked with that generation, and I said, they have always been of erring heart, and they do not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you may have an evil and unfaithful heart, so as to forsake the living God. Encourage yourselves daily while it is still today, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin. We have become partners of Christ, if only we hold the beginning of the reality firm until the end." The Word of the Lord.
Responsorial Psalm. The response is, "If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts." Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For He is our God, and we are the people He shepherds, the flock He guides. If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear His voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. 40 years I was wearied of that generation. I said, "This people's heart goes astray. They do not know my ways." Therefore I swore in my anger, "They shall never enter my rest." If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Him, and kneeling down begged Him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, He stretched out His hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to Him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.